Thank you, Mr. Vice President, as well as Madam Undersecretary on Human Rights and delegates, Indigenous representatives, and ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to highlight that the fact that implementing the UN Declaration is not only of a benefit to Indigenous peoples, but to everyone. I do take note that Honduras had mentioned historic barriers. Indigenous peoples in Canada also continue to experience discrimination when accessing essential public services. We experience disproportionate rates of violence and barriers to accessing justice. This is from a legacy of colonial practices, including Canada's residential school system, that led to cycles of intergenerational trauma within Indigenous communities. Many Indigenous communities then, as a result of this, have faced poverty or a lack of housing or substandard health and education and lack of clean drinking water. As the UN Habitat pointed out, housing is key for Indigenous communities to address some of these social issues. And within Canadian legislation, housing is considered a human right. Also, it was mentioned many times about climate change. We believe that Indigenous nations have a unique knowledge and expertise that is necessary to resolve existential challenges like the climate crisis. Our communities are disproportionately impacted by the climate crisis given our geographic locations, our spiritual connection to the land, and our practices of hunting, fishing, and gathering upon our traditional territories. Last year, we faced these catastrophic forest fires as a result of the climate crisis that burned large tracts of our territory. We have the largest herd of caribou left on the planet, and that area that was burned was where the caribou have sustenances. So we believe that the well-being of Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples on our planet are inextricably linked. We need to recognize this and work together for a better planet when it comes to climate change. We noted that the European Union asked for examples of a policy. Within Canada right now, we're working on a national Indigenous justice strategy. We have consultations to address the overrepresentation of Indigenous peoples within the justice system. In 1995, Alan Rock, the Minister of Justice, identified that 10% of the prison population was Indigenous, while we only made up 4% of the country. Today, that's over 35%, and that's unacceptable. And so we are working hard towards addressing that, as well as many other injustices. We also would like to respond to the last one, to the last speaker, where how do we replace a conflict with cooperation? Well, we believe that Canada's United Nations Declaration Act and Action Plan are a starting point to move towards greater understanding, collaboration, equality, and justice amongst Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples within a state. Our future must be based on principles of cooperation and partnership, a renewed social contract upholding human rights, and a commitment to protecting our planet and recognition of our fundamental interdependencies. Miigwech, thank you.